you were mentioning when he held the concerts at Cashman Stadium.
One of the most thrilling things. This was the first concert. It was in 1955. That was really when he decided he would start. Variety clubs. You all know what variety clubs. They were putting on a big night to raise funds. And again, his friend Benny Goffstein said, "Could you get me some music, Antonio?" So he approached all the musicians. And in those days, the musicians all did it for free. It was the beginning of the town. All right? So I was just telling Jerry the thrilling sight it was. So, of course, you start all these things months before. You must rehearse and get whatever time you can from the men when they're free. So right after the first show, which was usually about 10 o'clock at night, it was a thrilling sight to stand out in front of the stands and watch the men, all the musicians, they'd come along with their instruments under their arm, and they'd head for the old Frontier Hotel. They had given us a nice big room to rehearse in. And it was done in the summertime, this affair. So the men would all walk down the strip leisurely, and we'd have coffee and something for them, and then they'd rehearse. And the first the performance was done at Cashman Field. We had 125 musicians, and it was called the Shirt Sleeve Symphony. Our Shirt Sleeve Symphony was wonderful. The men were all on platforms down in Cashman Field. The people paid, I think, $1.50 or $2 to come in, something like that, and it was crowded. But all the performers on the strips agreed to appear. So we say we'd start at 8 o'clock, and it would go on until midnight. So what we arranged with the sheriff's office, they'd have a sheriff's car at the stage door. As soon as the performer was through with his performance, we'd whisk him into the car and send him speeding down the strip and out toward Cashman Field with the sirens going. It was very exciting just watching them come in. So the performer would come in and do his bit, put him back in the car, and then another one would come down. This went on until 12 o'clock, and it was a very successful performance. You can't do things like that anymore. Those are when the town is really one big family, and people will go out of their way to do things. Somebody coming in. There's so many things. I mean, I want you know, you try to remember them all at once. But times change. Now, even the type of people who come here have changed. In the early days, it was the people who were really had quite a bit of money who could afford to gamble, and the airfare was more expensive. But then, as we got more hotels and the airfares went down, and more people had more leisure time, we got more of a class, an ordinary class of people. But while we don't have as big gamblers as we used to have, we still have more people, and business is better, they tell me, according to the newspapers.